guesses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, obedience to parents. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's blessing and peace be upon Muhammad and his pure immaculate family. Hello dear brothers and sisters, I'm Farhad, your host. You're listening to A to Z on Islamic lifestyle. We are here to talk about moral conditions of acceptance of our fasting and our worship in this great month of Ramadan. As promised, today we are going to talk about one of the most important conditions for the acceptance of our good deeds in general, and more especially our worship in Ramadan month. We know this great month is the month of refraining from sins, is the month of refraining from evil acts. So we are here to practice how to refrain from Allah's prohibitions. So let's go back to our topic. Obtaining the consent of parents is the key that opens every door that is closed on us and a safe path through every difficulties we face in our life. So we are here to talk about a treasure, a golden key. So being nice with our parents, showing respect to them and obey them and fulfill their needs before they ask is the least we can do to compassionate them for their efforts, for their giving us growth, for the nurturing us. But in contrast, disobeying them is the key of opening any misfortune towards our souls. It is so great that it is mentioned along with shirk. So in our traditions, in Quran and in our belief, disobeying parents is mentioned along with shirk, polytheism, and it shows the gravity of the sin. It shows the severeness of the sins. And such a person who disobeys his parents or her parents will become aqul walidain, which is a very, very, very severe condition, very severe circumstance. And we are here to learn how to stay from this great sin together. Thank you for staying with us.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z on Islamic Lifestyle. I'm Farhad, your host, and we're going to talk about how to stay from the sin of disobeying our parents. So in the previous part, we talked about the importance of obeying our parents and respecting them and the badness of disobeying them and insulting them. Allama Majlisi writes in his commentary on Al-Kafi, which is a very great book, Aqal Walidain means, so he's going to describe us the meaning of this condition, the meaning of Aqal Walidain. He says in the meaning of this word that it means the son or the daughter cause disrespect to parents by speech or action. So I repeat it again, we have to bear in our mind that aqal walidain, the severe condition, the severe unfortune, means that a son or a daughter cause disrespect to parents by speech or action, or they do not obey them in matters which are within reason and matters which are not in any way against religion. So this is our duty, to obey them in this manner. Aqal walidain is absolutely haram. The books of traditions of both Shia as well as the Sunnis validate this fact. So we're going to study together the examples of aqal walidain. So what kind of action will lead us to be aqal walidain? Inshallah not. So for example, here are some examples. It is mentioned in our traditions that looking at parents with anger is aq, to cause unhappiness to them result in aq. It is haram to take any step which one is sure will displease the parents. So it's very important to control our manner, to control our anger towards them. Our parents are the most valuable treasure we can ever have. So we need to safeguard this treasure and be careful about them. May God give us the tawfiq of serving our parents. Thank you for being with us, and I wish you the best in this great month, month of Ramadan.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
Stronger if you were by my side.